Hey, yo, turn my mic up. It's been 10 years on the air, and Her Royal Loudness is back bigger and louder than ever. Join me every Monday at 6 p.m. for great music, interviews, news you can lose, and a word from Minister Petty Patty. Yeah, I got the petty word for you, too. So listen, get ready for the Tamika Hall Radio Show.
Hey, happy Monday. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here. You're tuned into the Tamika Hall Radio Show right here on iWorship 96 FM Radio. We spin the very best in gospel and Christian music. Oh, yes, you already know what it is all about. Listen, I used to be that girl that would hate Monday, okay? I would wake up, it'd be between midnight and morning, you know, it'd be Shmonday. You know, it's that time between Sunday when it's actually really Monday. And I would be praying, I'd be like, Lord, I am not emotionally ready to handle Monday. I love the fact that God loves me, even though I'm dramatic. You know, I mean, well, he made me this way, so he's got to love me. I love it that he loves me the way that I am. And I just like, God, I'm not emotionally ready to handle Monday. But what I love is the fact that I love my Mondays now. You want to know why? It's because of you. Yeah, it's because of you. I love being able to come to iWorship 96 FM Radio every single week and to be able to chit-chat with you. Indonesia, I already see you tuned in. Russia, I already see you locked in. Germany, I already see you locked into the station. What is going on? Everybody over in the Caribbean, thank you so much for being tuned into the Tamika Hall Radio Show and making us your very number one choice for gospel and Christian music. Listen, I wanted to encourage all of you for a very quick second. I posted a post on last night, and the gist of it, because I know I'm going to probably be a little wordy and say something extra, but basically what I said was, you are holding yourself back by doubting yourself while there are other people that are intimidated by your gifts. And what does that mean? Listen, I don't care if you're sitting in your car, if you're sitting at that job that you've hated doing for the last 10 years. I don't care if you're in a relationship and you're like, this is not what it is supposed to be. I don't care if you're in the middle of the sea right now and you're listening to me and you know that there is something bigger and better for you. And you're saying, God, this just ain't it. I'm supposed to be launching. God, I shoulda, coulda, woulda done something so long ago. I'm telling you, you got to stop doubting yourself. I'm telling you that you've got the goods. I'm telling you that you're worth it. I'm telling you that you absolutely have everything that you need on the inside of you to be able to launch. And the only thing holding you back, baby, is you. And while you're sitting here holding yourself back, the world is at a loss because you haven't sowed into the earth what you were supposed to do. And while you're sitting back holding yourself back, there are people, there's a whole circle of people that are drinking on their haterade. And they're sitting back looking at you and they're saying, I hope that she fails. I hope that she doesn't go forth, because they're intimidated by your gifts. They're intimidated by your potential. So you need to start falling back on the promises that God has given to you. And baby, it is time to launch. And whatever situation it is that you're in at this very moment, it is going to be all right. And it's absolutely going to be okay. And I'm super excited because my guest for tonight is Radia Renee. And we're going to be talking about her new single, her first single, actually, called Okay. We're going to be talking about music. We're going to be talking about ministry. Honestly, y'all know me. I never know what I'm going to be talking about. And she just better be ready. But she's sitting here in the studio. She's looking beautiful. And I cannot wait for you to meet her. In the meantime, I want you to go get the cat, the dog, the fish, your gerbil. Go get your mama, your auntie, your grandma, your papa. Go get the toothless uncle from down the street. Oh, yes. You know, everybody has a toothless uncle. His name might be Peaches. His name might be Rufus. Let me stop. Whoever he is, baby, he toothless, but he has ears. And if you have ears, let him hear. And I want you to let him know he needs to be locked into iWorship 96 FM Radio. Listen, this is Rob LeRae with Doing My Thing. Keep it locked, iWorship 96 FM Radio.
My thing. down, eh. Cool down, cool down, cool down, eh. Sit down, sit down, sit down, eh. Take a load off and do your thing. Sit down, sit down, sit down, eh. Cool down, cool down, cool down, eh. Sit down, sit down, sit down, eh. Take a load off and do your thing. Sit down, sit down, sit down, eh. I'm cool and doing my thing, kicking it, relaxing, cool and doing my thing, I'm kicking it and relaxing, cool and doing my thing.
It's your girl Tamika Hall here, right here on I Worship 96 FM Radio, where we spend the very best in gospel and Christian music. I am so hyped to be in the studio. It is an artist takeover, and y'all don't even understand. Now she's probably too young for this movie. What was it? Clueless. Did you ever see Clueless? Yeah. So you don't even know about the word crabelling or anything like that. Yo, y'all don't even understand. When I saw that this Chicky Poo was born in 1996, I wanted to die and come back and then jump in a time machine and go back to the year of... Yeah, so I'm old right now. I feel old. And like I said, I'm auntie today. I'm auntie. But I'm really excited to have Radia in the studio with me on tonight. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing good, girl. Doing good. So listen, we were talking about names and pronunciation and things like that, because y'all know your girl is real country. Y'all know I'm country. It just is what it is. And so I asked Radia, I was like, am I saying your name right? And you were saying yes. And you said you have issues with people actually pronouncing your name wrong.
Yes. They look at my name and I get like 3 or 4 different like pronunciations of it. But I was surprised that you pronounced it right. It is Radia. It's not like Radia or Ridia or anything.
Ridia?
Yeah, I get Ridia a lot. But I was surprised you got it right first time.
Hey, listen. Listen, I like being the best. I like being first. It's a competition thing for me. I'm going to tell you, when I was younger, I'm a military brat, so I grew up all over the world. But I went to mainly white schools, and so they were calling me Tamika.
Oh, wow.
The kids were nasty. Some of them called me Tampon.
What?
Then when we started learning about the states, they called me Topeka, Kansas. Like, but wow. You probably didn't get that.
No, well, I didn't get that for my first name, but my last name is West. So I got a lot of, like, the Kanye West jokes. Like, everybody.
Like what?
Everybody thought I was related to him, or they would ask me for money, ask if he's my dad or my cousin or something. Yeah, so.
Well, what'd you say?
No, like, it was embarrassing, and it was like, bullying at some point. And I'm like, he's successful, so.
Listen, I would have bullied them right back. And see, here's the thing. I'm one of those extra people. I would have been like, I'm going to tell you. Let me just tell you this. And everybody knows that Her Royal Loudness, that's what everybody calls me at the station. That's what they call me at the station. They already know I'm going to go off on a tangent sometimes. So I'm that one. When I was younger, I used to pretend like I was royalty. And so I remember one time we had to do a family tree in fourth grade, and I found Amos Fortune was he was from over in Africa, and he was a king over in Africa. And so I was like letting them know that I was royalty and stuff. Mm-hmm. They believed it. You should have been like, yes, I am. Yes, that's my cousin. That's my daddy. That's my pop pop. No. Okay.
No.
Well,
I'm so
okay.
Chill. I'm like, not even.
Well. Okay, well, they better be happy my last name wasn't West, because Kanye would have had a whole new baby he didn't even know about over here. So, okay, girl, I need you to tell this country girl how to navigate Philly, because you're actually Philly bred, you're from over here in Jersey. Talk to me about, how do I navigate Philly? I just moved there back in August.
Honestly, I could not tell you, because I left Philly when I was, like, too young to even drive, like... If I was going anywhere, it was in a car. My parents were taking me. But, I mean, it's a city, so you just got to learn your bus routes, you know, train and all that. But I couldn't tell you. I was too young.
Yeah, well, the people are mean. Everybody's so negative. Listen, I'll be at the light, and it's like, if you don't you know, burn rubber as soon as the light turns green, then people are honking at you and stuff. I'm ready to fight people. I'm like, yo, it just turned green, you know. So, yeah. So let me ask you this. We're going to jump into the music. That's what this is all about. When did you know that you could sing?
I knew I could sing, I want to say, maybe 6 years old because I was in the shower. I was singing. I don't even remember what I was singing, but I remember getting out and my mom being in the bathroom. And it scared the life out of me, but she was crying. Now, she's part emotion. She's just like
emotional. I'm emotional too.
But she was like, oh my God, you have such a beautiful voice. And to me, you know, it was just like, I'm singing my song. But I didn't think it was anything until the very first time. That was my mom. And then my parents wanted me to be a part of praise and worship at my church. Well, I was on the children's choir, but then praise and worship. And, you know, the reaction from them, my church family there. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, so did they force you to sing even when you didn't want to sing?
Yes, but I didn't do a lot of like solos or anything. Like I probably did like one or two solos on the praise and worship team. But once they found out, they kept asking me to do like, it was like Christmas specials that we would do at the church, or if somebody was dancing, somebody would want me to sing the song instead of just playing the song that's on the CD. It'd be stuff like that.
I love it. I love it. So your voice is really versatile. I fell in love with your music. I fell in love with the texture of your voice. And, you know, if I were to describe it, I would say it's very velvety. You know, listen, I'm very wordy. So, you know, I really pride myself on it, on having words. I used to study the dictionary when I was little for fun. Who does that? but your voice is so versatile. And so you really could sing any genre of music. Why did you choose to sing for the kingdom?
Well, for one, you know, just being a Christian overall. But I personally made my own personal promise to God because I've always wanted to sing. But I remember walking to school one day and I was singing this song, and it wasn't a church song. And I was like, you know what? On Sundays, I sing gospel, but on the weekdays, I sing, you know, Lord, if you make this a career, because this is something that I really wanted to do. It's like, if you make it, I'll sing for you and I'll give it back to you. I'll give my voice back to you, Lord, because this is like, you gave me this. Now, granted, my voice, I didn't know anything. Like, I was just singing forever. But, I just told him that, like, you know, if this is something that, you know, if I'm supposed to use it in a way to impact people or, you know, however, music-wise, then, yeah, I'll sing for you. I don't want to sing for anyone else.
And, you know, that's just, that's really what it is. I mean, I know for me, I don't really connect to music. I mean, I like music and all that stuff, but it's just something different when you sing for God. It's just a whole nother feel. I mean, what do you think about that?
I agree with that. There's definitely a comfort, a warmth, at least for me, in knowing that, you know, I'm giving, again, something that you gave me back to you. And it's kind of like another form of intimacy, I would say, but it's definitely a completely different feeling than singing anything else.
Okay, so I like to be controversial. Okay, I want to know from a millennial. Y'all can't even see her, she just touched her nose like, girl, don't go there, auntie. Y'all like how I just like made myself her auntie.
That's all right.
Yeah. So from a millennial view, I want to know, what are your thoughts about the whole Kanye West thing? Because it is a huge controversy right now. I think last week Kanye West came out saying that he's no longer going to do secular music. He's only going to sing for the kingdom. Sing for God. And you know, a lot of people are upset about that. What are your thoughts about his church services and this decision that he's made?
Well, honestly, I'm not here to judge him. I think it's cool that he wants to like try something else and try a different genre of music and, you know, give his gift to God. I don't see an issue with it, but I can understand why his fans feel some type of way because, you know, they've grown up listening to, you know, all of his other, you know, genres of music, hip hop and all of that. But I don't have a problem with it. I think it's cool. I feel like, you know, He's given his gift back to God, so why is there an issue?
You said it best. You said it best. I mean, I think sometimes we can just be so judgmental mm-hmm. for no reason. And so, I mean, I think if, you know, our job is to bring people to Christ. And if that's mm-hmm. a way, and if he's an avenue to do that, then why not? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to get a little sticky here. So we know that you sing. Uh-huh. Tell us something that the world would be surprised to know about you.
Surprised to know?
Yeah.
I'm really, like, so laid back and chill. I don't think there is, I mean, I'm very predictable. Like, I don't know. What would they be surprised to know about me?
Do you dance?
I praise dance before, yeah.
But do you have, like, weird food cravings?
No.
You don't eat weird stuff?
No. I don't eat as healthy as I should, but. I don't eat weird stuff.
You don't eat weird stuff?
No.
Okay, so I know that you have a cosmetology background.
I do.
Okay. Do you look at people and you scrutinize their front laces and their eyelashes and stuff? Just be honest. You and auntie. You and auntie tonight. So okay. Tell me. Yeah, I mean, first of all, how is mine? You know,
you're,
honey.
You're slim. You're like.
Okay. Yeah.
I definitely notice, like, I'm more so, I like makeup more than I like hair and stuff, but I definitely notice, like, you know, how they, and, but, because I don't want to be rude, but I did have this one lady at Walmart approach me,
yes.
About my hair. I had a sewing in at the time, and she told me, you know, well, you know, I do hair, you should let me do your hair, or something like that, but she had all kinds of tracks showing, yeah. And all kinds of, you know, wefts and all that glue. And I said, well, Jesus, I'm all right. Like, I'm okay. Because I told her it was like small conversation in the line. But I notice. And I mean, if it looks nice, I compliment. I'm not, you know, not rude.
What about these ladies with these ridiculous racetrack eyebrows? You like the new eyebrows? The eyebrows are about as thick as somebody's finger. There's lace eyebrows?
They have lace eyebrows. Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just like a lace front. Yeah. I saw them in the
Shut
hair store.
Up.
Yeah, I saw them in a hair store.
You are lying.
You can buy them. Yes. And just, I would think you would need like a glue that dries invisible to put them on.
That's insane. Yeah.
But are you referring to like when people draw them on? Or?
Well, at this point, I don't know about my life. I mean, I don't.
Well, I think it's definitely, some can be extreme. Some can be extreme, but I mean, I really just try not to judge. If a woman is looking, you know, she did it and she feels good, I'm like, all right, you know. Now, if you ask me,
right,
then I can give you my opinion and, you know, how I would better do things. But I mean, you know, let them live. It's 2019. We going into 2020.
Come on.
It's time to live.
Come on. We gonna let you be great.
Yes.
With your lace.
Eyebrows, yes.
Wow. You just learned me something right there, boo.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump back into the music. I'm really excited to spin your new single.
Yeah.
So take a moment. Talk to us about your single, Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay.
The song, Okay, is pretty self-explanatory. It is definitely a song of encouragement, a song of uplifting, and just letting... you know, whoever know, doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, wherever you come from, whatever background, you know, that you are from, that, you know, whatever you're going through, nothing is too hard for God, and he's always there, he's always got you, even when you don't feel like, you know, he is there or that you have help, you know, like, God is always there, and everything in the end will always be okay, so, yeah.
I love it. Well, y'all heard it from Radia right here. We're getting ready to spin. Okay, keep it locked right here. I Worship 96 FM Radio.
Somebody told me that they had given up. Sick and tired of the way the pressure's getting tough. Nowhere to run and hide. Fighting hard to stay alive. How can it be? Why is it me? I just wanna ball up and cry.
Don't give it better days.
keep holding on. Take a moment to count your blessings. It could be worse while on this earth. Give it your best and just try.
Tamika Hall here. I worship 96 FM radio, where we spend the best in indie gospel and Christian music. I'm sitting here with my new niece, Radia. It is a takeover, y'all. We talking about lace fronts. She said mine looks good today. Yes, I'm just saying while I stroke it. We're talking about lace eyebrows, but the best thing is that we are talking about God. And boo, I love that song. I love it. So who wrote the song? Did you write the song? Where did it come from?
I did not write the song. My producer, Mike Stokes, and Johanna Jones wrote the song. So, yeah, he kind of just sent it over to me.
It was just that simple. He just sent it over to you. Listen, people don't get, you know, just stuff sent over from the Mike Stokes. That's what I call him. I call him the Mike Stokes. People don't just get stuff just sent over from him. Talk to us about your moment of being discovered, because you, for a while, you were in the background. And so talk to us about coming to the forefront and, you know, being discovered and this opportunity to have a solo career.
So it was definitely a shock to me because, you know, I I've always had big dreams to sing, but I never knew how I would get there. So, yeah, I was singing background with Anton Milton, and I mean, Mike could probably one day explain it better than I personally could, but from my perception of things, you know, I just was singing, and I was happy to be singing with Anton Milton. It was great, and then, you know, I had to continue cosmetology school, so I had to stop that, stop singing with Anton, and, you know, it was no bad blood, everything was cool or whatever, but yeah, a few months later, Mike hit me up directly through Facebook Messenger at the time. He didn't have my contact information, and he pretty much just let me know, like, listen, your tone is, you know, in his words, crazy, and, you know, I'm just trying, you know,
crazy.
I have this opportunity for you, I just wanted to see, like, you know, if you're down, are you afraid to sing in front of people, like, what's going on? And I was like, wait, what?
But hold up. But, like, why did your voice just totally drop down and you took on the whole, like, Stokes swag? It was crazy. And I love it.
Well, me and Mike have been working close together for about 2 years now. So, definitely know how he talk. I catch his vibe. But I will say it was a shock overall being discovered by him. And honestly, like, I didn't know his resume, so this man intimidated me off the jump. Like, wow. I got in the studio with him the very first song we were working on, and he was just like talking to me. It was me and Mike, another writer named Peter Robinson,
yes,
and then, myself. We were all in the studio, and them two are just talking, and I'm like, wait, what? You work with who? You said this to what? Who, what? So I was like, oh, yeah, Jesus, you came through.
I Jesus love it.
Jesus on the main line for right here.
Jesus on the main line.
This man.
So talk to the indie artist that that is waiting to be discovered, and they're waiting for their next level, because clearly you are ready. I say all the time, you know, don't get ready. You got to be ready for that opportunity. So what advice do you have to that artist that is waiting and they're hoping for an opportunity?
I mean, honestly, I would just say don't lose that hope. Don't stop believing. Don't stop. For me, it was prayer. I just would say don't stop, because you never know who's looking at you, who's watching. Again, me singing with Anton, I didn't know Mike Stokes was Mike Stokes, the Mike Stokes.
You the know Mike me? Stokes. Like, it's a though. You got to put a though in front of it.
Yes,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I just, you know, I'm brand new to the whole game. So I'm just like, okay, he plays here and Anton sings this and my part is just, you know, back here, background. You never know who's watching you. So it's always, you know, like you said, just be prepared for what you feel is impossible is never impossible.
I love it. I love it. So what's next for you? What's coming up? We got the single that's been released. What's the next thing for Radia?
I'm still in the studio working on a full project, Mike and I. And so that will be next, but there is, you know, you kinda gotta wait on that. We got some good things coming, but that's next. After the single, I mean, we obviously do want to release the full body, you know, project, which we don't have a name for. But in the meantime, there is, like, you know, some Christmas songs that'll be coming out for the holidays.
Okay, okay.
You know, just something fun and lighthearted for the holidays. So, yeah. Until the full project,
yeah.
Just check me out there.
Well, listen, Auntie's going to be the first one. So I just want everybody to understand that, because I've just adopted this little baby. I've just adopted her. So I want to know, when is the music coming out? How can we all get our hands on this music?
Okay, we'll be actually released next week, which is Tuesday, October
29th. Yeah.
On all music platforms, along with a video.
What? So you're working on a video?
Yeah.
Girl, listen, is your hair going to be swinging and all that stuff in the video? Like, what can we expect?
Well, I was planning
You pop the lips? No. Like,
I was planning on getting, like, a really, like, slick pony kind of thing.
Yeah.
Based on, like, the outfits that I chose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. You gotta
so you're making Auntie wait.
Just a week. You just gotta wait a week.
Okay. Yes, okay. So finally, before you go, you gotta let everybody know how they can connect to you. And I'm letting all the men know right now, this is my baby. Don't try to reach out to her, because you gotta go through Auntie first. Don't even do it. But how can we connect with you? How can we find you online and all that great stuff?
Yes, well, I am... I'm only on, only have Facebook and Instagram. I'm simple. I tried Twitter. Didn't really work out for me. Had like four of them, lost all my passwords. But, Facebook and Instagram, you can find me, on Radia Renee, R-A-H-D as in dog, Y-A-H, and then Renee. And then Instagram is Radia_Renee.
Well, one of the things you're going to change is you're not going to say D as in dog. We're going to say D as in diamond.
Okay.
That's the first thing that we're going to do. Yes, boo. So, Radia, listen, I really appreciate you taking over the Tamika Hall radio show tonight. I really just enjoyed being able to meet the face behind the voice. I almost said that wrong, but you see, I held on to that.
Yes.
I held on to it. Yeah. I'm really excited to be able to meet you, because I've had the song on repeat. And I just love it. I just love it. So listen, folks, I want you to make sure that on the 29th, you get Okay by Radia Renee. Make sure you connect with her on all, social media as well. If you don't know where to go, you can always go to iworship96.com. You'll be able to find all her information. You can connect with me too, tamikahall.com, and you'll be able to find her information there as well. Listen, I got some good music coming your way. Keep it locked. iWorship 96 FM Radio.
I will praise you, Lord, my God. With all my heart, I will. You deserve it. amazing.
Amazing you are. To just say thank you is not enough.
With my hands I will praise, my voice I will raise.
Tell the story.
Tell my story. Give me glory.
You're gonna lift?
Worship 96 FM Radio, where we spend the very best in gospel and Christian music. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here. This is the Tamika Hall Radio Show. Didn't you guys just enjoy my niece? Didn't you love how I just totally adopted Radia? I adopted her. She didn't know she was about to be my niece, but I'm her new auntie. Yes, I am. I'm her new auntie. Listen, I want you to help me make sure that her name becomes a new household name. Make sure that you go to my profile, you share out the cover for her single. Make sure that you keep it on your radar that next Tuesday on the 29th, her single OK is going to be dropping, as well as the video. So I just want you to make sure that you keep your eyes peeled for that. And so when you see that, I want you to make sure that you share that out. Let the world know that she's definitely the next big thing. Listen, I'm really excited about next week. I have two guests that are going to be on my show, Melinda Pierre and Louise Hardman. And they're going to be on my show from the Rapid Weight Loss and Wellness Center. And I'm really excited to be talking to them about how they were able to go from being overweight to owning one of the premier weight loss centers in Maryland. So I'm really excited to be having them with me next week. You definitely do not want to miss that. Not at all. Look, I got some more good music coming your way. Remember, I love you. Remember, you were created to make God famous. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here. And this is I Worship 96 FM Radio, and I'm out.